Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. John, if someone's getting zip tied, they're going to be zip tied. Not.
Oh, yeah.
It's not.
You know what sucks? I have
it's not your friend doing it. It's an enemy. Yeah. It's someone who wants to hurt you or kidnap you.
Right. Or making out of our bathroom.
I appreciate
right
you
now.
Making it real here.
John the Green Beret is on, and he has viral videos helping people get out of zip ties.
Right.
AJ is in zip ties.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
And John's going to help him get out.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right, AJ, let's get started. Now, the first part's going to seem a little off, but you're actually going to want to bring those zip ties as tight as you can if they not already are.
Oh, they're tight.
Get
yeah
the end of it. Okay. If maybe put in your mouth and tight them as tight as they could go.
Oh, wow.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you got to do the one on your ankles now.
Yep. Now get the feet.
Right. I'm not double jointed, but thank you.
But first, we'll get these. So go ahead and stand up straight. And I want you to put your arms as far as you can out in front of you, like your hands out in front of you.
Like I'm pointing a gun?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now
thanks, AJ. You pointed it at me.
Make a fist with both your hands and push them together.
Okay.
And then push your elbows out to the side and then breathe in. And on your exhale, drive your hands towards where your abs should be. But I want you to focus on bringing your elbows to behind you. You got to bring your elbows behind you because you're going to want to slow it down.
Okay.
But just think driving your elbows behind you.
From elbows behind me, like I'm doing like a dance. I'm like, duh, duh, huh, like
right.
And the
harder you go, the least it's going to hurt. You got to commit.
Like you're pulling a slot machine.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Ready? So yep. Just bring my hand. Okay. Bring my fist all as far as I can go. And then. Ow! That hurts! Son of a... Really? Okay, ready?
You gotta commit, brother.
I am committed! All right, make my fist. Like, really, like a fist. Okay, rock. Okay, rock. Now I'm bringing my elbows...
Straight.
Straight back. Yep. Like I'm doing, straight. Like, the back machine.
Yeah, and exhale, and yes, thrust as hard as you can towards those abs.
Okay, ready? Exhale as I'm thrusting?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Is it hurting your wrist or?
Yes.
And his pride, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That too.
Yeah.
And I have to pay.
It's tough, but yeah, I've had injuries in there for a minute. But I want you to think psychologically. I've had 12-year-old girls be able to do this. I promise you, you could do it.
Show me these videos. I don't believe you.
Come on, AJ, you got this.
All right, so make fists, okay? And then I bring my elbows back and I bring my wrists to my abs and I breathe in and I exhale as I bring in. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let me make sure I get out of the way. Here we go. All right, here we go. All right, here we go.
You got this.
Here we go.
You can do it.
Hiya!
Oh, I thought you had it. Bring your elbows behind you.
What?
Your elbows have to come behind you.
Yep.
Shut all the
up,
way
you're
back.
Doing this.
You're not listening.
I am listening. All right, fine.
You know, it'd be hysterical if Phil could do it in 5 seconds.
Come here, Phil.
No.
It's less about strength and more about committing, I'm telling you.
Okay, here we go. All right.
This is why we normally start with duct tape.
I'm going to look like Frankenstein.
Your hands are going to pop off.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry. All right, ready? 3, 2. Okay, here we go.
Coffee energy.
3, 2. Here we go. Wait.
Couldn't I just like break a watermelon on my thighs instead? Ready? 1, 2. Ah!
Keep going.
Let me keep going.
Keep hitting it.
Let me keep going.
You want to give it a shot, Phil? Sometimes just seeing somebody do it is what helps people.
Jesus, that hurts.
He's got big red rings on his wrist.
He's got a big red ring on his neck. You got a big red ring on your neck in a second. When my hands get free, you're a dead man.
I don't think you're gonna get free.
Oh, I'm gonna get free.
Are you gonna get free? You better freaking put up on one of those chairs or the desk.
What?
We could try the second method if you're able to get your foot up on one of those chairs or the desk there.
I can't because they're tied together.
His feet are zip tied.
That's right. We gotta get those out.
Yeah, I'm not a magician over here.
Oh, should we?
I'm telling you, you gotta commit, brother.
You got this.
No. Okay, fine.
Are you watching this on the TV, John, of Chess and AJ?
I am. All right. It's a little lagged, but I.
Right. What's he doing wrong that you could see?
Agreeing to this bet.
He's simply just not committing. That's the problem.
I mean, not committing.
But after your wrists start to hurt a little bit, you're probably going to have to take a break, reset.
Okay.
But the big thing is you're not committing, and it's not as much your problem. Most people have this issue because you psychologically don't want to hit yourself in the stomach.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. So no, I'll punch myself down in the belly. I don't care about that part.
Well, he has a mesh in his stomach from hernia surgery.
But that's low. That's not like up here.
All right. Here we go. Wait, hang on a second. I have gas.
Oh, AJ.
Don't you dare. I'm standing next to you.
Yeah. Everyone be quiet.
Don't you dare.
I'm going to deploy some nerve gas in a second. All right. Okay. I think it went away. Okay, good. All right. It went away.
Where'd it go?
It went back up.
It just left.
It went back up.
It went back up.
It went back up.
I'll be here in the stomach.
It went back up. Trust me, thrusting would not have been a good idea for any of you. All right. Trust me, I can't run away. All right, here we go. Okay, so.
John is like, what's going on?
All right, so AJ's in zip ties right now. John the Green Beret is on. He has these awesome viral TikTok videos that help people get out of zip ties.
Right, the 12-year-old
girls have done this.
Yeah, show me the 12-year-old
girls.
AJ's
on, like, attempt number 10.
Easily. Right, there'll be 20. Hang on. All right, so here we go. All right, so I got to commit. So I got, my arm.
Tight fist.
My tight fist. Tight fist, like fist of fury. Okay. And I got to breathe in, and then I got to bring my elbows back. Now, elbows are close to my body or far from my body?
It's wherever you can get the best line of drive, everybody's mobility is going to be slightly different. Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. Here we go. Break the chains.
No.
Shut up, you. 1, 2, 3.
All the way in. Ow! All the way.
I'm going to be in your head in a second.
So he's supposed to go back.
Son of a bitch, it hurts.
Yeah.
Maybe we...
Okay, so I failed this one. Let's try something new.
What if he kneeled on it? Can you, like, get your knee in there?
No, I can't get my knee.
That's what we could do if we break the leg restraints, but...
You know...
John, have you ever had this happen?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
The thing is,
it's not about strength, but it's technique. And that's why I try to reiterate in the videos. It comes down to practicing.
Yeah.
And once you see that you're able to do it, it's like anything else. You'll break out in 10 seconds.
AJ, you knew since last week we were going to do this to you?
Yeah.
Did you look at any of the videos over the weekend?
No.
Okay.
Well, I figured if you want me to learn. So I was doing this for the show.
John does these on TikTok, and he does them like it's nothing.
He's also a green friggin' beret.
I think it's green beret.
Green friggin' beret.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could try breaking those leg restraints really quick.
Let's go with that one.
Good.
All right.
So what you're going to do is you're going to make your hands like a knife edge and put it between your legs and try to get your hands as far as you can between the zip ties on your legs.
Okay.
And you try, if you can, get your elbows between your knees.
Okay.
And at the same time, you're going to simultaneously shoot your hands down and drive your legs out at the same time. Now, if you're able to sit down and do it on the floor, it helps more.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
There's a chair right behind you. What if you could use the chair?
Can I use
the
chair?
Yeah, as long as it's easier if you're on the ground because then you have that
leverage.
I want
to see him hop.
Okay. Ah, this hurts worse.
Oh, wow.
And then you're lean back.
Lean back.
And now in this case, instead of driving down as much, you're also going to be able to pull your hips and your knees towards you when you make that thrust.
Yeah.
All right. I have to go to a break. John, can we get you back on another day? He'll still be in the zip ties.
Yeah, we're going to leave him here.
How am I going to drive home?
Sure.
I got to pee. Maybe it's the way the thing is in the middle. Maybe the zip ties be between my hands or something.
Oh, it's the way I tied it.
I'm not saying that you haven't tied anybody before. I'm just saying.
AJ is in zip ties. John the Green Beret was on. He's a famous for these viral videos where he helps people through technique get out of them.
Uh-huh.
Do you have that video that Ashley sent you? She didn't send it?
I texted it to him. It's a very large video, so it's working its way over there.
Going fat? He said, okay, so you put your, make your fists, like really strong fists, and breathe. You go, ha! Nope! Nope, nope, nope!
I think you should probably just leave it there.
Okay. It'd be tough to drive home. At the pee, too, but, you know, fine.
That would be the best video.
What, me trying to pee like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, do we have it?
Probably need help.
Yes.
Demonstrating how to break out of zip ties on my wrist. The top questions I'll get is, can girls or small children do it? The answer is yes.
Right, can girls or small children do it? Right. But what? These are like Green Beret trained kids. You know, not like your average kid. You know?
Hmm.
I'm assuming. This is really tough. I don't think any of us can get out of this. That was a challenge everybody wanted to try. I can laugh at you guys. My wrists are sweating together.
Sweating together?
Yeah, they're like, because we're just human here and whatnot. So.
You're getting delirious?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yep. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
Yeah, because my hands are like, I keep on blowing because like my hands are sweaty. You know, like in here. For those of you on Twitch TV, this part right here is getting a little sweaty. From my fingers up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You're more concerned about the sweat than you are being restrained.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Right. Because I could just grab a scissors right now and just reverse it and cut it.
Well, I hope you're able to get out by the time we go on this Chaz and AJ trip to Punta Cana.
I hope so, too, because I need to shower between then.
Amanda with Hargate Travel is on.
Oh. And
if you... are not in already, it's done.
Yeah.
It went very fast.
Yep.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I feel like AJ needs those go-go gadget arms. Like he needs to be able to pull out some tools there.
I'm all tied up right now. I can't do that.
Yeah, he needs a pair of, you know, a pair of scissors, an extra arm.
Oh, funny.
Yep.
Funny.
Yeah, so
AJ, just explain the sounds that we're hearing. I just hear all these sounds. I need to know what's happening.
I just tried again to just break these with my wrists without doing the, break two fists and friggin' pull towards my. I just tried to bust them, and these things are good. Yeah, if you want like attach them to your house, these things you buy like doing a muffler system with these things. These things are good.
What, Ash?
Nothing. He needs his MacGyver skills.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I need MacGyver, actually, or a lighter. One of the two.
What do you have for me?
I have the video now.
All right.
How to break out of zip ties on my wrist. The top questions I'll get is, can girls or small children do it? The answer is yes. Because while strength helps, technique, form, and committing to the thrust is the most important aspect. Now for the...
And she's out.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sure she's done a million times before. This is like the first person, like, also, I never had these on before. And I put snap. No, trust me, this is a person who's done it many times before.
When I'm watching the video, she's doing that you're not doing is bringing the elbows all the way back. When you're doing, you have to stretch your arms straight out.
Fine.
And drive them all the way behind you.
Right.
I think you know it. Was that an elephant?
Yes. Yes, it was.
I think that you believe in your mind that your elbows are only going to go so far, and
I can't go any further. I wasn't built for that being tied up. All right, let me try it again. Ready? Okay. Fists. Ready? And ha! No. So, Amanda, how you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
The visuals in my head, because I don't have video, are crazy.
Mm. Oh, what a twitch. You can watch me die.
He's so defeated.
You know what? I don't care that I can't get in this. I'm going to get out of this.
That's all right.
Right.
Hey, you're trying.
Yes, I am trying. I see the scissors over there. I bet you can get out with those.
If we gave you scissors.
Right there. I see them right there.
Yeah. All right. We'll think about it.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. Well, the first thing I do is cut the ones holding my feet together.
So, Amanda, no spots left on that trip, right?
No, you guys filled it up like instantly. And it took us a couple days to get back to everyone. So sorry for the delay for some of the traveling tribe. But we now have everyone booked and ready to go. And we'll start to work through the transfers to the airport. We'll have a couple Zooms so people can ask questions. And we are ready to go.
Pretty crazy how you booked it. You know, you got us some spaces. And then just as we were announcing it, the world was getting to the point where it's like, oh, we all like to go on vacation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get a plane ticket. You can't get a spot at a resort now.
No, you cannot.
It was just great timing for us. We really lucked out.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect. And I'll tell you, by January, everybody's going to be ready to get out of town because it's just, I think, you know, we're starting to see different parts open up. And, you know, for anyone planning to go away in the next year or two, sooner rather than later is when you need to make your reservations, because everyone has this pent-up demand over a couple years now. And, you know, getting to the Caribbean, getting in the U.S., and, you know, as soon as the rest of the world starts to open up, it's gonna be really challenging over the next couple years to get space. And then also it's complicated to travel, so you want to be able to have the advice and know what you're doing so that you're not stuck trying to figure it out yourself.
If somebody wanted to go on this Chaz and AJ trip and they got in late and they can't go, they can still call you and ask you to find them a spot somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
Doesn't have to be there. It could be anywhere. It could be, here's my budget, what can you do, right?
Exactly. And that's what our team does. We just, you know, we talk to people, get to know them, and then we help them fit their own needs. So it's all about, you know, being honest on what you're comfortable with, and then we'll help you fit into that. And that's the biggest thing.
You know what? I never like to tell someone, when someone says, what's your budget? I always think to myself, you know what? They're magically going to come up with that number. Like, what? Oh, we found one for that amount of money.
Hey,
like,
look at that.
But was it that amount of money before I said I had that amount of money? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not these guys.
I know. Yeah. And it's uncomfortable when someone says that, because you think they're going to try for the highest budget to take as much money from you as possible. But that's not really how it works. What we do is, up front, you do pay a planning fee, which normally is around $125 a person. So it's not a lot. And, you know, the reason you don't do your taxes online is because you know a professional can do it better for you. So when you tell us your budget and you tell us what you're comfortable with, our job is to make sure your vacation is right at that number or lower, and make sure you're comfortable, because nobody wants to go away and you're like, oh, I spent too much money and I'm uncomfortable. It's not about that. It's about creating a vacation that you're comfortable with, making sure you have the information you need. And for most people, when you DIY your vacation, you only do that once a year, maybe twice a year if you vacation. We do it every day, all day long. So we know what to watch out for, how to tell you about the terms and conditions.
I've heard
make sure we protect your money.
Between people
right.
who have been to the same place.
Yeah.
And one person's rattling off, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you see this? Did you? No.
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 Oh, well, our travel agent put all this together for us. So it really is worth it. But you also get a better price for them. So what may be $125 up front becomes, I got a better price on the hotel. I got a better meal package. I got a better. So you really, it's not really costing anything.
Right.
Right.
Right. We're like your personal travel shoppers. And so, yes, you can go online. You can go to Costco. You can go to these places and book. But the thing is, we get to know you. And you don't know what you don't know. So we tell you about those amazing experiences you may not know about. And you can't VIP yourself. So if you book it online, yeah, you can go and you may be fine and it may not have a problem. But, you know, when you arrive, you're one of 4,000 who booked online, whereas when you book with an advisor, and I'm saying any travel advisor, you know, should be able to help you and guide you, you've got somebody who knows what they're talking about because they do it every day.
Yeah.
And
I remember
I
wanted to bring Jennifer to Boston for her birthday a few years back. I called Amanda and I told her, well, Jennifer's into kind of like modern, hip kind of hotel.
Yeah.
This, that, blah, blah, blah. And I told her everything that we like, and then it was like a dream.
Nice.
We showed up. We still talk about that hotel.
Cool.
So
yeah.
Cool. I would have never found that thing on my own.
That's awesome.
So, all right. Well, we're glad that you're running this thing for us. And so happy that so many people got in. We expanded it, got more tribe members in. We are so friggin' pumped. I can't wait to go away.
Yes.
To a warm place in January with the best group of people. It is really going to be a tremendous vacation. So thanks for helping us out with this.
Oh, just love it. And I'll tell you, your listeners are so much fun. Richard in my office, Tony, have loved talking to them. They're just really cool people.
Yeah.
So it's fun. It makes it fun right in the planning part, and it makes it fun when you're traveling. Although we're still a little nervous about, you know, what you guys are capable of. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, that hotel's never going to let you do a drink package included in it. No.
Yeah.
No, this is it. So book them now, because from January they're going to call you and say, don't ever call us again.
You're going to blacklist me.
It's going to be the tribe rule.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. The drinking exactly. thing. Yeah. You're going to have to pay for that part.
Right.
But yeah, this will be my people are going to be.
It's just our third trip with the tribe. And I'll tell you, if it wasn't so fun the first time, it would have been like, oh, that was great.
Yeah.
No, this I look forward to traveling with this group of people. They're just great. So
super fun.
Yeah.
Super
good fun. Good luck with the drink tab. And
Amanda, sorry in advance.
Sorry in advance.
Yes.
Amanda Largay Travel. We'll be talking to you real soon. Thank you.
Awesome. You can visit us online at pleasegoaway.com.
Love that site.
I hear that all the time.
All right. We're linked up at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Thank you, Amanda. So how you doing?
This is starting to hurt.
All right, you want us to cut you free?
That'd be awesome.
Oh,
I want to see you do it.
I've been trying. It ain't happening. The pain of your wrist as you're trying to bring it, just cut. Because you know what it is? Those stupid, you know, the little pieces there that the thing grabs onto, little ratchets on
the
it.
The teeth.
The teeth are, like, digging into my arms. When I go to do it, it's like trying to rip my flesh apart.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's that whole thing.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm bringing my elbows back as far as I can.
I wonder if you thought you were about to die, if you'd have more of motivation to do
right.
it.
Right.
Why?
The skin on your wrist doesn't matter so much there.
Hey, Jason, zip ties.
Yes, I am.
It started about an hour ago.
Thank you, Phil.
We had John the Green Beret on. What?
He puts, instead of handing me the piece of paper, he put it on the counter. So John the Green Beret was on?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and had this brilliant idea to put zip ties.
He has
on my
videos.
Wrist.
He has a million videos of 12-year-old girls getting out of zip ties.
Yeah, again, these are like probably 12-year-old Green Beret girls. You know, these are like. Trained,
I didn't know I thought that
gorillas.
Was like Girl Scout age.
No. These are probably like highly trained girls. Like they like ninja type girls. Like
oh,
they can pull your heart out with like their hands.
I think a Girl Scout could totally do this.
I can get one. Get one. Get one. Put up or shut up.
I'm not a Girl Scout.
You're gonna make accusations like that. Get one. Get a Girl Scout in here. We'll zip tie her, which will probably get us arrested to begin with, and have her freaking do it.
There was one moment during the interview where John said he was zip tying 12-year-olds. I'm like, man, there's not a lot of people on the planet that could say that.
Yep.
For educational purposes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's always educational purposes.
It's to train them.
Yeah.
To be able to get out of bad situations.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, how many times before they finally, you know, got it? This is not something you just get one
AJ's
shot.
Not explaining this right, so you have to, because he's very excited.
Yes.
Right now. So I have to explain it for him. I will speak AJ for
Thank you.
Thank
you, please.
It's a lot of nervous energy.
Yeah. AJ has a good point, though. How many videos would he post of someone not being able to do
it? Someone like me,
the videos
for example,
that we see are all the successful attempts.
Right. I mean, how many folks were like me that didn't make it, that are still sitting here, zip tied around their wrists and their ankles, and have to pee?
John did admit that it took some time for a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. Right. So somebody should like go home and practice many times. I have a lot of zip ties.
Elfie thinks he can do it.
He does.
All right, go for it, Elfie.
Alfie, how would you describe Alfie? He's how old?
I would say that he is 13 and a half, and he weighs about 67 pounds.
Right.
That's what he looks like.
That's right. What he looks like.
Right.
Yeah, but he's like 19, 20.
He's like 21, isn't he?
I'm 21. AJ is correct on that.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Yeah, never would
you
have guessed
are
that.
Never. I would I do, never
I do
serve
look
you a drink.
As old as Phil thinks I do.
I don't care what your ID looks like.
He gets carded.
I wouldn't even ask you for your ID. I would just say, go home, little boy.
I've heard that too.
Don't even waste our time.
Yeah, I don't care. Your ID looks great. Now hit the road.
But yeah, he was in the main studio filming when John was on. And he's like, you know, I see what AJ's doing wrong. I think I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was like, okay.
Go for it.
Okay, come on in.
Go for it. All right.
Here he comes. Bring your headphones.
Yep. Go. Tie up Alfie. Whatever the hell's name is. Elfie. Ralphie. Whatever the hell's name is.
Wow, AJ.
Well, you're really upset. I could tell. Your brain's not clicking.
I've been tied up like this now for almost an hour.
Yeah.
Really? Why don't you just step over this? They're going behind me.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
All right. Everyone's very testy. Let's just settle down.
Well, if you're being tested, he's being tested. Let's leave me between two testes.
That's right.
All right. So this is, don't forget, make them tight.
All right, I'm going to, if you're watching on Chaz and AJ Twitch television.
Right, he's going to move the camera. Don't get sick.
There you go. AJ's good.
Right, there you go. Right. See?
AJ is no longer on camera.
Thank you. Good. Now cut me
out. You've become just a piece of furniture.
We can see AJ's elbows and his knee.
Hey!
Hey!
Hello, I need you.
All right, that's it.
It was just the hands. Just the hands.
Right.
Well, okay. So he said to put the elbows in and go straight through.
Right.
So, I got to get a little bit more stronger here.
A little bit more stronger.
Thank you, Phil.
You almost got it.
This is tight.
You almost got it.
This looks much tougher than it looks. This looks much tougher than it is.
It is much tougher than it looks.
It is much tougher than it looks.
I'm helping him out over here. I'm helping him out. I give him credit for
love
trying.
Love the support.
I give him, He's also the guy who's going to cut me out in a moment. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Let's go. Hey!
He hurt himself on that one.
I heard that.
I didn't hurt myself.
I think he just punched himself in the pancreas.
I'm not sure how many more times we want him to try it.
Right.
It's one thing to have AJ do it.
What do you mean?
You know, Elfie's going to have to go home.
He was confident he could do it.
Parents must ask you about this.
I was like visualizing, practicing it in the other room, visualizing and seeing it like break in my head.
You know, realizing.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. One of the things you want to do is visualize yourself successfully doing it.
I visualized it also, and look what happened.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah, it was my mind.
You know why I say that? Because I saw you stop before you got to the point where you were. I feel like in your mind, you knew you weren't going
to
do it.
Right.
You start to slow down, it looked like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, one more time, Elfie, then we got to cut you loose.
Come on. 1, 2, 3. Well, it isn't hurting me, but...
Ashley, you want to cut Elfie loose?
Cut me loose.
Just Elfie.
There you go.
Let me live.
Now, Elfie, run. Get help. Tell him Timmy fell in the well.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting a headache from these attempts. Imagine what I'm
going
to look like.
Okay. You volunteered for it, right?
Yes.
And you're okay now?
I'm okay.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know what I love about him?
What?
He wanted to try.
Exactly.
Exactly, right.
I'm not that person.
I will try it.
Really?
I'm ready to try it.
Come on in.
I feel like I got it.
Come on in, Phil.
AJ, this is never going to end for you if he gets out right now.
Yes, I know.
It will be.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Phil was telling me earlier that he thinks he can do it.
If he does do this,
we're going
to
have to switch.
That's why if he does do it, I must kill him. Go this way. Why are you walking behind
me? I don't want my butt in your face.
Neither do I, but at least it's easier for you to get through. Right. So I jam yourself between the chair and me. The wall there. If he freaking does this, I'm going to... All right,
we're going to give him 3 tries. I'm going to give him three tries.
So you got to pay attention to all of the instructions. So first, you got to tighten it.
Those were tight, Phil.
As much as possible. Tighten your wrists.
Oh! Phil! Phil! Phil!
He's so they won't look at me!
I can't believe that just happened! Good job!
When these come off, I'm going to strangle them.
It does hurt, though. It leaves a mark.
That was a great job.
Yeah.
That was cool. All right,
so what was AJ doing wrong?
You have to tighten it.
Agree to this bit.
Pull it as tight as you can. Pull your arms all the way out now. Yeah!
Now, you know what it was?
That's what it was. They weren't tight enough. Oh, I got a headache.
You know what I think part of it is, too, is one, the anger you had once he did it.
Yes.
Yes.
You're that willing helped. To pull through.
Oh, AJ. Yeah. You got to get a picture of that.
Yours are pretty beat up, too.
Yeah. No, it hurts.
All right, so they weren't tight enough.
No, but I think once you see someone do it.
Right.
You know it's not a sham.
Right, yeah, no, okay.
You so could, you mentally believe you could do it.
I still think a 12-year-old girl could do it, but yeah.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You didn't think you could do it.
Right.
When you saw him do it, then you knew you could do it.
Right. Well, it was a whole, you know, when I saw him tighten it, I'm like, okay, it makes sense because now it's got nowhere to
go.
Well,
we told you all those things in the beginning.
But nobody tightened it.
When I saw him, your job.
I had Ashley tighten them. I said they weren't tight enough.
I had to tighten it more because I saw he was like almost like if he didn't take it off, his hands would turn purple.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you, Phil, for showing me how to do this.
You got it, brother.
Now, he should have a video.
Well, there will be one.
Oh, yeah, I know there will.
You'll be in it.
Yes, I know.
And Phil will be in it.
And make sure you put the part where I broke through in there.
Yeah.
A lot of folks have been buying that Bitcoin. You know what that is, AJ?
Yep, the fake money.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. I think the exact name is cryptocurrency.
Right. I couldn't think of that, so...
But it went up to 64,000, and that was bananas.
Right.
And now it's down to about 30. Right. So if you bought it at 64, how much did you lose?
You lost 34%. Or 34.
Wow. Okay. That is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. Math is hard.
That is embarrassing.
I didn't take this job for the math.
That is embarrassing. Yeah, you're right.
I was told there's no math on this job. That's why I said okay. I used my credit.
So if you bought something at 64,000... and it's worth $30,000. What would it be worth now? How much did you lose?
You lost 34.
That's right.
Right.
Thousand.
I said percent. I misspoke.
Right. So anyway, how low is it going to go? Do you buy now? Do you wait?
Jump.
Do you jump?
Ah!
Kyle, the teacher, is on. Hey, why did it drop so much?
Well, good morning. First, I hope everybody's doing great out there. And very simply, when we're talking about crypto, it's volatile. The spikes going up and down are never ending. So people that are less than patient, it's probably just not for them.
Yeah, this is something like you set it and forget it, right? Just buy it, then look away until you retire.
Unless you're a little crazy like me who likes to watch it, you know, per hour.
Wow. Per hour.
Oh, damn. Per hour. Yeah. I was having lunch with young Chaz on Friday, and he was in his phone checking his stocks like crazy. I said, you know, you're the reason why my 401 goes nuts. The day traders now, you used to have to make a phone call, say, hey, I'm going to sell whatever. And your broker would say, let me talk you out of that.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You know, now it's just click.
Right.
Everybody, yes. Click, click, click. Someone right. Makes a YouTube video. Click, 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 click.
The market goes.
Major revolution in investing, and it's starting with the 18 to 28 range, something that we all probably wish that we had done.
Yeah.
And it's very liberating.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm very proud of Chaz for investing now in his future.
Yeah.
To be thinking about it at this age. A lot of people don't do that.
No.
But buy it, just like Tesla's a genius, it's going to be fine. Think about Apple.
Okay.
Right? How many times do people think, wow, this guy's a genius? Then it was like, whew, oh, this guy's not a genius.
Aha!
It's all about Windows. And
right.
And the people who hung in there are on a desert island somewhere. You just don't look at the headlines.
Don't.
Just buy it. And
in my modest opinion, when investing, whether it's crypto, whether it's stocks, bonds, it used to be bonds, is that first you have to have a side amount of money a week or a month that you're willing to not worry about. And then that's what goes into your investing. And you know what? The set it and forget it is definitely the best model, because if you do look at it every day, you're going to get upset and eventually you're going to sell at a loss. And that's how most people become disinterested in investing.
Yeah. So you would not, if you bought Bitcoin at 64, it's a tough sell now, but...
If I bought Bitcoin at 64, I wasn't listening to myself. I mean, if you look a year ago, Bitcoin was about 10 and it exploded. And anybody who has done any due diligence on stocks or crypto knows you do not buy at the high point. You buy at discounts. So right now, being 39, 35, even if it goes to 25, that is a major discount.
So now it's a good time to buy.
Now is a good time to do your research about cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And if you have a little bit of money, I would put a little bit into Bitcoin, but I am more focused into the alternate coins because they have more utility. And I mean, just like AJ was doing before, can you do the math on what you would lose on 42 grand and half and a third? You know, the other coins are more affordable. You get higher percentages versus owning, you know, two hundredths of a Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's hard. There's so many. It's hard to pick which one is the one to bet on, right?
I mean, there's four that are your major ones. You have Bitcoin, which is the end-all, be-all, the god of the crypto.
Right. And then it's the bar. It's like the example.
Right. Yeah.
It really is. But, I mean, this is why I throw a little bit into it every once in a while, because no matter what, it's only 11 years old, right? The stock market itself is 100 years old on this year, being started in the 1800s, and we still don't know a ton about it. You know, so you have Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and then the almighty meme coin, Dogecoin. And those, to me, are the standard of what to invest in right now with so many alternate coins.
The last time you were on, you said something about Dogecoin. And
I believe I did.
Some listeners bought some and made a lot of money from that.
It was January of this year.
Damn.
He said everyone should buy it right now.
Damn.
And it's only gone up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, telling people to buy it at 4 and 5 cents was smart when it was at 70 cents. I was looking pretty good. It's about 40%. But, you know, it definitely will go up. It will hit a dollar. But, you know, you never know when.
Some people are saying, and of course, people, they talk. It's
they
like
do.
Watching a sports channel. They're going to predict games. They're not going to be right. They
right.
just have to fill up time talking.
Yeah.
But people are saying that this Bitcoin could go down to 10,000. Do you see that?
Absolutely. So in the brief history of Bitcoin, we'll call it 12 years. It's approaching its 12th birthday, is that it does something called halving, where it splits into half. Or it drops significantly, and then it builds itself back up. This was the thrill of the early days of Bitcoin in 2013. It went to a dollar, and people lost their minds because they had, you know, a couple thousand. So they made a bunch of money, and they sold it. And then it dropped to about 25 cents, and then it went up to $25.
Wow.
So it is a true crypto. It goes up, and it goes down. And, like, unless you're sick in the head like me, it's not fun to watch.
At least you admit it.
To watch. It's not fun to watch your money go from 25 grand to 8 cents. You know, people find that hard.
So how do you know? It's really hard to tell where the bottom is. Like, when do you get in? Right?
Sooner than later. What I've been suggesting, and I think I've been on this program, you know, a couple handfuls of times, is definitely in the last year, if you did anything with your money that wasn't investing, you lost money. Anybody who put money into the stock market or cryptocurrency over the last year made money, and not just a little money, like big, funny money. And you didn't have to be smart. You just had to realize that it was time.
Right. But now, I don't like buying high. Everything feels high right now.
I bought high many times.
We know.
Mostly like cookies and things like that, a couple pieces, but
Doge is still under a dollar.
Yeah, where's the magic moment?
So what you do in your research is you go and you go to whatever website or whatever trading application you have now, right? You don't call up the guy and say, hey, Sam, what's Dogecoin running at?
Yeah.
Get out of the market. Get out of the market. You know, you have to watch the swings. So, like, for me, I saw Dogecoin go from 5 to 10 and then back down to 4. And I said, wow,
that
looks like a discount.
Yeah.
Right? So right now, Bitcoin is at a discount from where it was at 65. So if you bought in, you're foolish to sell. What you do is you now cost average. You buy on that dip, and you hope it keeps going up.
Right.
You know, you don't. What did they say? Scared money doesn't make money.
Yeah, that makes sense. There was a Bitcoin conference in Miami. Who put that on? What was the money behind that?
Nerdfest.
These are people that want to see their bottom stocks fly up. So these are people that are fed up with the stock market. These are people who have a lot invested in Bitcoin, much like, you know, any celebrity that speaks up on these. It's not like they're getting paid by the company. They have stock in it.
Okay, so I saw Kevin Leary from Shark Tank was saying all these amazing things about Bitcoin. He was saying get out a while back, but now he's in.
Right.
So I thought, someone's paying him. He's making some money somewhere to say all these good things.
Yeah.
But he was saying, like, on average, if the S&P gets 7 to 8%, like over a 10-year period, Bitcoin can be 300 to 400 points above that.
Yeah.
Do you agree
minimum,
with that?
But I mean, absolutely. But I mean, look even further down the line on that show. Mark Cuban, he's the richest one on that show. He owns the Mavericks, and he is currently accepting cryptocurrency as a payment. He owns Ethereum. He pushes it. He owns Dogecoin. He pushes it. He has an agenda. So anybody that's speaking up, just like myself right now, buy Dogecoin. You know, it's one of those things. You're only pushing it if you have a vested interest. It's not like anybody owns these as companies. It only makes their company stronger with the utility, much like Elon Musk opening his big rich mouth on which cryptos he wants and which he doesn't, you know.
Did you see yesterday? He's back in now. He clarified. Yeah. I guess a lot of these guys were getting out because of the environment, right?
Environmental demand.
A lot of these mining communities are just off of running off of old power, like coal.
Big time, like electrical consumption.
Yeah.
It's really bad. And China is one of the leading Bitcoin miners. And, you know, you've seen what their mass situation looks like. They've been masking up for 10, 15 years. So, but in America, we're also trying to engineer clean currency. You know, so the cleaner it becomes, the more utility it has and possibly how much more popular it can become. Like a recent alternate coin was Safe Ocean. So if you invested in it, it would help not only create as currency, but it would put money towards cleaning up.
Hmm. So before we let you go, if you want to get into crypto, would you do it now or would you wait to see if it went down? Bitcoin is down.
What I saw this morning is that cryptos were up. I think anybody that wants to invest needs to first read about five coins or five stocks that they think are important to them. And then just look at what has happened over the last month, the last 3 months. If you see that the stock is starting to go down, put a little bit of extra money into it. Have some fun. I do one more time. Only invest if you have a little bit of extra money per week, per month. Dole it out. You can all afford to not go out to dinner once a week or what have you, and throw it into the market and watch what it does.
Yeah, act like it's casino money.
Right, go out to dinner.
Yeah.
You know, and also, .. this is not going to get you rich. If you do this over the course of 30 to 35 years, it will get you rich because you won't have that money under your mattress deteriorating or having your house burned down. And once you put it into the bank, into a savings account, you're earning 1 to 2%. This money, crypto a lot more, but like you said, if you put it into the S&P and you get 10% over 10 years, you're doing pretty darn good.
So based on Kevin O'Leary's math, that if you put 10,000 into Bitcoin now, and if we got the 400 points he's talking about, that's $4 million in 10 years.
That's correct.
Wow,
not bad.
Not bad at all.
No, that is you do the math. If you're 57 now and you do 10,000 now at 67, you'll be retiring okay.
Really?
Yeah.
But you have to start. You have to start somewhere, and you can't be scared.
It could be $100.
$100, yep. Really?
Yeah.
I try
All right, let's do the math. 100 times 400. I should know this one. This one's an easy one. 40. I know.
You just add the zeros 40. Together.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Go ahead. So what is it, 40?
40.
40.
40K.
All right, 40K. So AJ, you put in 100. All right, 40K. 10 years from now,
right.
40K.
Nice. Can I borrow 100 bucks?
Right. Very, and I mean, as much as Bitcoin has dropped, if you bought Bitcoin last year at 10 and it's running off at 40 right now, that's 30 a coin.
You're still way up.
Way up.
Way
You're
up.
Still way up.
Yeah. Way up.
Way up.
But you got to have skin in the game, as they say.
Yep. All right, Kyle, always great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Oh, there's a TikTok video going around. And there's a group of people chanting. And the internet is having a discussion as to what exactly is being chanted.
I don't know what the hell they say.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
So one theory is Bart Simpson bouncing.
That is embarrassing.
Bart Simpson bouncing. Bart Simpson bouncing.
Bart Simpson bouncing.
Bart Simpson bouncing.
Ah, Bart.
I'll tell you one thing. It's going to stay in your head all day.
Yes, it is. You'd be taking me going, Bart Simpson, Bart Simpson. Yeah.
Somewhere in the morning, yesterday, I was going through this and, let's put it at 7:20.
Right.
And all day, Bart Simpson bouncing. I'm like yelling upstairs into my head, shut up!
Stop it! Stop it!
Trying to work!
And then another theory is rotating pirate ship.
What?
Okay. Rotating pirate ship.
Rotating pirate ship.
Rotating pirate ship.
That ain't happening.
All I can hear is Bart Simpson bouncing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I hear Bart Simpson also now.
I hear the rotating pirate ship more than
Bart
Simpson.
I heard the rotating
bouncing.
Part, but not the pirate ship part.
What?
I heard the rotating, not the pirate ship, whatever part. The second part. The rotating part I heard, not the pirate ship part. I'm saying ship.
AJ brain scrambling.
AJ brain scrambling. AJ brain scrambling. AJ brain scrambling.
Folks are annoying. Folks are annoying. Folks are annoying. Folks are annoying.
Now, when you say folks.
Yes.
Okay. Another theory is lactates in pharmacy.
That is embarrassing.
That's it.
That is embarrassing.
Lactates in pharmacy. Lactates in pharmacy. That's it. That's it.
No, I don't hear that at all. No.
That's what they say.
No.
No.
Why would you say lactates in pharmacy?
What would get a group of guys to say lactates in pharmacy?
Lactates in pharmacy. Lactates in pharmacy. Lactates in pharmacy. Right.
Maybe one guy saw someone lactating in a pharmacy and told all of his buddies.
What are they? What are the Walmart greeters?
Lactates in pharmacy.
Where do I find the lactates?
That's what they're saying.
That's where I find it. Right. Lactates in pharmacy. Lactates
right. It's not one guy.
Right, no.
That's the greeter.
Right. It's the whole store.
20 of them.
It's all of Walmart. It's everybody in those vests.
And they're pointing towards the pharmacy.
Right. All the cashiers.
Lactates in pharmacy.
Right.
Lactates in pharmacy.
The security guy at the Walmart, they're all pointing. Because they're all very helpful at Walmart.
Oh, that's great.
Right. Lactates in pharmacy. If you're looking for lactates in pharmacy, go for it.
I think that's what
is
saying.
Lactates?
I couldn't
lactates.
Tell you.
Lactates.
I know lactating is.
Yeah. I know what lactating is. But what am I going to the pharmacy to get a woman who's lactating?
I'm guessing.
What am I buying?
I'm guessing it's something to promote lactating, I guess.
Maybe there's a woman in the pharmacy already lactating.
Or there's a family called Lactates.
That's more
And they're in the pharmacy department. Lactates in pharmacy.
Lactates in pharmacy. Lactates in pharmacy.
So are they calling maintenance to the pharmacy now? Like, you got to go clean up the aisle.
It's a mess.
Right, right.
Lactates in pharmacy.
Exactly right. Yeah. You have a spill in aisle 7, yes.
Delivery man showed up. I got a package for lactates.
Lactates in pharmacy.
Yep.
Right. Lactates in pharmacy.
Lactates in pharmacy.
Lactates in pharmacy.
Yeah.
This will be in my head all day.
Right.
That one's the biggest
There's
riff
some
so far,
Italian song. That's the same That's what they're using.
You're right.
They're using that rhythm.
You're right.
Yes.
Maybe it's got something to do with that song. Lactates in pharmacy. Dun, 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 da, da. I can't find lactates. Lactates in pharmacy.
See, it's an opera about a lactating woman.
Exactly. Exactly. Lactation opera.
I think we're batting 1,000 on AJ singing in segments so far this morning.
I lost my mind yesterday.
Yesterday.
I'm looking for it. If you see it, let me know.
Another theory is baptism piracy.
Oh, brother.
Ooh.
Oh, I hear that.
Yeah. Baptism piracy.
Baptism piracy.
Sarah heard baptism pharmacy.
Yeah, now I can't stop hearing pharmacy.
Exactly right. Yeah. So you get the lactates and I get the baptisms.
Maybe it's Bart Simpson piracy.
No, I don't hear Bart Simpson.
It's Bart Simpson lactating. Ew.
The lactating or something.
Yeah, I like that one so far. That's a winner.
Baptism piracy. What is baptism piracy?
Why would you pirate baptisms?
Pirate?
What?
What did you say?
Why would you pirate baptisms? I didn't say pirate, you boob.
You did.
No, you did.
Brain power piracy. Brain power piracy.
Ashley's insanity. Ashley's insanity.
What do you think it is?
I still think lactating pharmacy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like that one. Lactates in pharmacy.
Yeah. Lactating pharmacy.
Lactates in pharmacy.
I just picture a place I don't want to be. Like, I don't want to be in a lactating pharmacy.
Actually, I'm hearing lactating bar scene.
Oh, bar scene. That could work.
Oh, that makes more sense than in the pharmacy.
There's too many syllables for bar scene. It's
damn
close.
It. Damn it.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, did you guys figure out that chant yet?
We're working through it.
Yeah, working on it.
That is embarrassing.
What? That we don't know what it is?
No, that's what they're saying. I hang around with a lot of Brits. That's what it sounds like to me.
Really?
They had a soccer game?
No, somebody's lactating in the pharmacy.
No, I think someone listened to our fubble montage.
That's a better scene, but...
No, you are right. That's what it says they are saying.
That is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
In that case, I need it for ringtone.
No, you are correct, sir.
I need it for ringtone.
Ding.
Done, lads, they say.
Thank you.
Toodles.
We should all be about a dozen pints deep when we start chanting.
That's right.
That's how you get the authentic sound.
Right.
So, did you guys hear AJ's fubble montage?
Yes, I guess I did.
Did you see his foot photo on Instagram?
Did you see his foot conversation on Instagram?
That's what he meant.
You see, he's watching TV and not paying attention to what we're doing right now?
That's what I'm thinking.
Can you see the smoke coming out of AJ's head?
Remember the time?
My God, look at his face. He is completely on. You ever get a blue screen on your computer?
Remember that time Phil came off the roof? Really?
Lactates in pharmacy.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
Baptism piracy. I just want to know what that is now.
Yeah.
I would hate to lactate
Google
in a pharmacy.
Google.
If you don't do it right, that is embarrassing.
Not really.
Hey.
What is?
Ashley has a master's degree.
Google's not helping. killing me here.
She also got a finger caught in a car door.
Yeah.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
At a pharmacy.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's true.
And didn't realize she had her finger in the car door.
She was the lactating pharmacy.
Yep.
She got obnoxiously drunk in front of grandma.
That is embarrassing. That is
actually, I caught my finger in the car door at the pharmacy while I was lactating.
Oh.
That joke?
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.